A climate change conference entitled Vegan Organic for Prosperity and to Save the Planet from Climate Change was held on October 22, 2009 in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia. The purpose of the conference was to raise awareness on the grave issues of global warming and the most effective and key solution to halt it in its tracks, the vegan diet. Participating dignitaries included Indonesia's Assistant Minister for Economics and Poverty Alleviation, Ms. Sri Hudiastuti. Also speaking as presenters were Ms. Kira Jamtani, an associate of the Third World Network based in Bali, Indonesia. Indonesian naval physician, Dr. Anton Budiono. And Professor Aras Ananta, senior researcher at the Institute of Southeast Asian Studies in Singapore. Guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, graciously answered questions from the distinguished audience members on topics such as the vegan trend to stop global warming and ways to implement organic vegan farming. We now invite you to join us for part 8 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Vegan Organic for Prosperity and to Save the Planet from Climate Change, held on October 22, 2009, on Jakarta, Indonesia.
Our next question is from Mr. Imade Sukadana, a property businessman.
Om Swastiastu, Master.
Hello.
Dalam sebuah tayangan di Supreme Master Television, saya pernah melihat Master mengatakan bahwa jika kita menjadi vegan, maka dalam waktu beberapa minggu saja kita akan melihat hasilnya. Apakah Master berkenan menjelaskan bagaimana hal itu bisa terjadi? Terima kasih.
Yes, Mr. Sukadana, how are you?
Fine.
I'm glad that you are here, and I'm glad you asked a very good question, yes. I didn't say a couple of weeks, I say like a few weeks, like 8 weeks. Yeah. Okay, 8 weeks, 2 months, huh? Okay. It's nothing miraculous, Mr. Sukarana, yeah. But you know, miracles do happen as well, yeah. Now, we talk scientifically, as I have said before, if the world's people all become vegans, we will see a dramatic change in a short period of time. Couple of months, yes? Nature will rebound almost before our eyes, almost overnight. And we may see the oceans healthy again, the cyclones silenced, earthquakes calmed, forests regrowing, etc. These changes would be just the beginning signs of a real Eden on Earth. Actually, there is the physical scientific reason as well as the spiritual karmic explanation for this. First, for the scientific reasons, is that without any more meat or dairy consumption, the livestock industry would shut down. Without the mad breeding of cows, pigs, sheep, chickens, and other animals, and fishing. And without the need to constantly grow crops to feed them, we would eliminate the biggest, most urgent problems for the environment. That is the methane and other gases that heat up our planet. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization said that the livestock industry is the major cause of the most pressing world problems, namely global warming, land degradation, air and water pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Can you believe this? It's like that. For example, global warming, with no animal breeding industry, we immediately stop the number one cause of greenhouse gases emissions, not just CO2, not just carbon dioxide, but also methane, nitrous oxide, black carbon from burning down the trees for the livestock, and also toxic gases like hydrogen sulfide. This kind of gas, even you just breathe once, you die immediately. If it's a strong enough concentration, some of them are much more potent than CO2, like nitrous oxide. The livestock sector is the number one source of nitrous oxide emissions, and it is almost 300 times more heat trapping than the CO2 over a 100-year period. Now, methane and black carbon are what scientists call short-lived gases, meaning although they are very potent climate warmers, they dissipate and exit the atmosphere very quickly. And it's not just the global warming we are talking about. If we are vegan, we don't have to worry about avian flu, which was found in 22 out of 33 provinces in Indonesia alone. Yes? And has caused millions of poultry deaths and caused many human fatalities in Indonesia. More human deaths in your country than in any other country due to the deadly form of avian flu. If we are vegan, Indonesia's coral reefs, known as the Amazon of the seas, for its thousands of marine species, will be left in peace and beauty. And it will protect us. The coral reef is a protector of our lives, of the sea. Right now, it is endangered, the coral reef, due to overfishing, which includes a destructive form that uses gruesome methods like cyanide poisoning and blasting the fish with bombs and dynamites. My God. The World Resources Institute stated that these types of fishing only bring short-term profit and will cost the Indonesian economy more than $600 million in losses over 20 years. Moreover, around the world, countless enormous ocean death zones will have a chance to return to life, because the rivers and the lakes that were polluted by manure and toxic fertilizers for animal feed will be left alone to purify themselves and recover. Also, when we stop vacuuming all the poor fish out of the sea, they will have a chance to restore the balance in the oceans. We desperately need the fish in the sea to balance the ocean. Otherwise, our lives will be in danger. God puts them there for a reason. By the way, at least one-third of all the world's fish caught and murdered today is fed to livestock, not to us human even. On land, millions of hectares will be spared livestock serious effects of soil erosion, deforestation, poisonous water pollution, and displacement of wildlife, if or turn to vegan. Scientists found that forests are resilient and can grow back if given a chance very fast. We have seen that evidence in some part of the world. The scientists also observed that when the ocean is healthy again, even the dead coral reefs will revive themselves. Imagine, nature is miraculous and, you know, incredible. But in order to witness nature's recovery, we must not let our current way of life continue. We cannot continue this way, or else we will pass the point of no return, and then we will have runaway planetary crisis. Then we might lose the whole planet or the life on the planet. Another factor to consider is, so, the vegan solution is the fastest and the most effective, because any other solution, such as sustainable technologies, will take too long to perfect and use. For example, in Indonesia, Your precious forests are being cut down to grow palm oil to be used as biofuel energy. And we thought that will help to minimize CO2, no? Ah, we are wrong. It's a failure, causing more destruction and more greenhouse gases emissions than it saves. In fact, it's releasing the world's third largest amount of carbon emissions. Yeah, because of biofuel. In the wrong way. You see, the green technology is not always reliable. This is particularly very tragic because Indonesia has the world's third biggest rainforest, only behind the Amazon and Congo. Yet, your rainforest is being lost at an alarming rate of one football field per minute. Every minute, Indonesia lost one football field size of rainforest. God. And the United Nations says that 98% of the whole forest could be gone in just 15 years. Your forest. 15 years, sir. The year of your newborn child to grow up as a teenager. 98%, so why don't we just say 100% to be gone? What's the difference 2 more percent make to us anymore? Actually, not all of this palm oil product is used as biofuel even. Part of the palm oil products goes to make livestock feed. Imagine everything goes to the animals. In the name of biofuel even, it will also go there to feed the livestock. Everything goes to the animals. Everything to the animal industry, and we don't have much. So we can see how many activities are linked to this destructive practice of animal raising. Yeah. Fortunately, we have the solution ready at hand. So, which is the organic vegan solution? It's so simple, so easy, we might overlook it. We might not believe it. But if we look into all the scientific and the physical evidence so far, we have to accept this organic vegan solution as the one and only to save our planet right now. Instead of spending more money on new technology, we even save money from having to buy meat and subsidize meat with our tax dollars. We simply cannot depend on green technology alone, sir. Now, there is also an invisible aspect to the reversal in the destruction. A compassionate person harms no one and therefore brings no harm upon himself. That is why in Buddhism they say that the moment we drop the butcher knife, then we are protected. Then we can become the Buddha, the saint. It's really like that. We hear real stories about hospital patients who had terminal sickness like cancer, turn vegetarian or vegan, and then the tumor disappeared. So operations were canceled and doctors were very astonished. So people turn to vegans and the terminal cancer situation is gone and operation canceled and doctors were very surprised. Because the vegan diet protects us inside out, starting immediately, so that all kinds of calamities will avoid us, stay away from us. And on a bigger scale, our planet will also be healed, just like an individual being healed by turning into a compassionate diet, like attract like. The good, loving, compassionate energy will ward off the darkness that is looming toward us, that is next to us right now. We will, in short, have a paradise on earth. If you have ever wondered what that might be like, we may soon live to see the day when all beings will truly live by your nation's motto, that is unity in diversity, in oneness, understanding, caring, faith, and happiness. I invite everyone to share the hopeful vision that we will save the planet and will make it a heaven one. Thank you for your open-minded question, Mr. Sukadana. God bless you.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. It is a great blessing for all of us here in Indonesia and for all humanity throughout the world. Thank you, Master. Terima kasih, Guru.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, Indonesia.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Supreme Master Qinghai, we have some good news to share with you and everyone.
That's good.
Supreme Master Qinghai's international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, Indonesian version, has just been officially launched to coincide with this seminar.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Very kind of you.
The book is about how diverse and beautiful our animal friends are. We're all very happy to have your book with Indonesian people here, and we hope the love in the book prevails all around and people's loving mind could be awakened more.
Oh.
Congratulations, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Congratulations, Master.
Thank you, thank you. Oh. Thank you so much.
And we also sincerely thank the publishing company, PT Gramedia, for the book launch and their efforts to be green and environment friendly.
Thank you. Good for the animals. Good for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Supreme Master Qinghai, for giving us the gift of your delightful book in Indonesian.
Hope you enjoy.
And now, through a series of performances of traditional dances gathered from the distant corner of Indonesia, a group of members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association wish to convey their love to Indonesia and the world.
The dance is in celebration of Master's book launch in Indonesia, and also to serve as one representation of the many beautiful cultural heritages that exist throughout the world that each of us can now make efforts to preserve through our life-saving actions. Let us welcome our dancers with a warm applause. Yeah.
Sayang, sayang, si patokan, mateko, teko, korokan, sayang.
Spectacular, spectacular. Wonderful.
Wow.
So beautiful. Thank you.
Truly great performance. It was amazing to see this marvelous performance. This medley was really beautiful. 7 dances from 7 regions around Indonesia, representing Indonesia's 33 provinces. What a beautiful and diverse country we live in.
And who performed them? Professional?
No, they're all from the association, master.
Wow, yeah. I thought so.
Very good.
Wow, I'm proud of you. Very proud of you.
Thank you, master.
You represent your country very well. Allah bless you. Allah bless you.
Thank you.
Wow, Indonesian people, so beautiful, so good looking as well. Yes, and the children were so cute and healthy, energetic, huh? Full of energy. And all vegan, huh? Good example, huh? Now, audience, you look at that. Don't you want your children to be like that? Like, good example.
Yes, all vegetarian kids.
Yes. Vegan. Yes,
vegan.
Yes. In the beginning, I tell people it's okay to be vegetarians, slowly change to vegan. And now we are all vegan. All vegan. Very good. Beautiful. Thank you so much for this exciting, incredible, energetic performance.
Thank you, Master.
I love Indonesia even more after this. Wow, they are beautiful. Such a culture.
Thank you.
So colorful. Beautiful. Yes, please, go ahead. I'm just still impressed. Go ahead.
Thank you, Master. Supreme Master Ching Hai, before we close our seminar, would you like to have a closing speech for us?
Yes, I would like to thank the people. Yes, I would like to have more thanks to the people. Express my appreciation to all the caring presence and your devotion at this important meeting. I'm very honored to be invited and be among all the precious guests who have made this occasion special with your sincere, beautiful, enthusiastic presence and very supportive atmosphere. And this including Minister of the Environment, Mr. Rahmat Vitola. Thank you, sir. And also other dignitaries and engaged audience members. My appreciation also for the gracious and hardworking organizers and the beautiful dancers. We are indeed standing at a pivotal time in our history on the planet, with the choice still available to make mighty steps in the constructive direction of our evolution. I pray that this conference has spoken to your compassionate heart to change the world, to your vision of a bright new vegan future, a new compassionate world, and to your determination to help create this vision, a survived, thriving planet of peace, health, and happiness for all to enjoy. May heaven give us all the strength. May Allah bless us with courage and love and faith to strive until this dream comes true. Heaven bless you. Allah bless Indonesia. Sukses dan keberkahan untuk Anda semua.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your precious time and your presence here with us today.
Thank you. God bless us all. Thank you.
Bye, Master. We love you.
So long for now. I love you more. God loves us.
Thank you. Through today's seminar, we have gained much valuable information. We have learned that the organic vegan lifestyle is the fastest and most effective and long-lasting solution for our planet. It is the solution that will halt climate change and even bring improvements to our one and home planet. Our beautiful Earth will become better because of the loving energy that we generate through living the compassionate meat-free lifestyle.
The plant-based diet stops the killing cycle and reduces our carbon footprint considerably. Planting trees, adopting green technologies, and using sustainable energy helps too. But as we have seen, these approaches take a longer time, and time is a luxury that we do not have. This brings our seminar to a close. We sincerely hope that you have found it to be interesting and, of course, informative.
The solution that has been presented is one that will simply recover what we have lost and transform this world into the paradise that we so much desire it to be. We really appreciate your kind attention and thank you for coming. Let us hope God Almighty blesses our effort in saving this beautiful planet. Thank you once again. Be vegan, go green, save the planet. Shall we say it together?
Can we say it together and out loud? One, two, three.
Be vegan, go green, save the planet.
Boleh kita ulang sekali lagi ya? Sama-sama semuanya.
Be vegan, go green, save the planet. Together we can save the planet.
Good night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you and bye-bye.
And bye-bye.
Makanan vegetarian ternyata sangat enak sekali ya. Ya, kita belajar tanpa menggunakan daging lah, seperti yang tadi di seminarin bilang. Kita harus bisa terbiasa dengan makanan vegetarian karena untuk mengurangi gas metana yang ada di udara. Itu juga ternyata ada manfaat yang sangat penting juga bagi kita semua, yaitu mengurangi pemanasan global. Kesan saya sangat-sangat luar biasa sekali, wanita yang sangat luar biasa yang pernah saya lihat. Dia merupakan wanita yang berupaya untuk bagaimana memikirkan dunia yang seharusnya sekarang terjadi banyak pemanasan global, pemanasan banyak terjadi di mana-mana, kekeringan hingga menyebabkan gletser air bergeser. Ternyata cukup sangat bagus sekali untuk menghindari semua itu. Jadi membentuk sebuah seperti organisasi vegan untuk mengurangi gas metana yang ada di udara itu sangat-sangat luar biasa sekali.
Bagaimana pendapat Tasya tentang seminar yang baru saja diadakan ini tadi?
Menurut aku bagus banget ya. Ini juga dikaitkan dengan global warming bahwa vegetarian bisa mengurangi dampak global warming karena vegetarian yang nggak memakan daging dari hewan, maka akan semakin banyak orang yang vegetarian, maka peternakan hewan yang merupakan penyumbang kontribusi yang besar juga untuk global warming karena limbahnya bisa mungkin bisa berkurang juga jadinya. Selain hidup sehat, lingkungan juga bisa terjaga dengan vegetarian.
Oh, she is a wonderful, wonderful person. And she is so humble and she is so kind. She always try to help people and to help the environment to get better and better.
Ini seminar yang sangat baik, yang menurut saya patut digalakkan dan sesering mungkin gitu. untuk menyadarkan seluruh masyarakat yang ada di dunia tentang pentingnya untuk menjaga dan memelihara tempat tinggal kita gitu. Jangan cuma kita memakai aja, tapi kita juga harus bisa tahu gimana cara kita memeliharanya, nggak cuma untuk generasi kita, tapi untuk generasi penerus-penerus kita gitu. Pendapat saya ya sangat baik sekali karena beliau bisa menyampaikan pesan dengan baik kepada seluruh masyarakat yang ada di bumi ini untuk please be aware dengan sesuatu yang udah terjadi dan tolong jaga dan rawat bumi ini. Be fage, go green, and save the planet.
The Supreme Master brought us the lightning, the sign of intelligence and intellectual. Beliau memberikan kita penjelasan cara-cara praktisi untuk hidup di dalam suasana alam berperi kemanusiaan. Be flag, go green, and save the planet. Santi, santi, santi.
We enjoyed your presence today for the conclusion of the rebroadcast of the live video conference Vegan Organic for Prosperity and to Save the Planet from Climate Change with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai. A journey through aesthetic realms is up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW